As we know, Christmas comes around every year. It doesn't surprise us, although it does how quickly it arrives. And trying to find new things to say about Christmas is quite difficult. We've covered throughout the year, we're constantly talking about all the gifts of the Spirit, the gifts that Jesus has given to us. But I just want to kind of have a quick look at the scripture, both Old and New Testament, because the whole of the Bible, the fulcrum, the point that it's all pointing to and looking back to, is the birth of Jesus Christ. It's an amazing gift, and sometimes we forget just how big a gift it was to us. It wasn't just about a little baby, but it was about a man who was going to live and die for our sin so that we might live in this place of peace with God. I just want to read a couple of scriptures from Isaiah. Isaiah 9 to start with, then Isaiah 53. So here we go. For unto us a child is born, unto us the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. And then in Isaiah 53. Flick it up for me. I'm going to read out my Bible. I can just about see it at the back, but I'm going to read out my Bible, which is slightly different than what you're going to read yourselves. Who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we would desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And it paints a picture there of the Messiah that was going to come. This is what they were looking for. They were looking for a Messiah who was going to come. And that doesn't paint a glorious picture of somebody physically. But he takes on himself the iniquity, the sin of us all, that we might live in this peace that he's talking about. See, the peace that we talk about at Christmas, I mean, we all know what peace is. Usually we mean it's we're not fighting. That's peace. We're at peace. But the peace that God wants to impart into our hearts is actually a peace with him. That the wall that stands between us and him has been taken down, and that he can live in us and we can live in him. And we have this peace in our heart that God is living with us. And you know what? Everything's going to be okay. I don't know whether you've ever been in that place, but even when we go through difficult circumstances, when we have the peace of God living in us, we can go through some really difficult circumstances but still remain at peace. And so the Old Testament is looking forward to this event. There's like we've just read in Isaiah, there is prophetic words that are looking for this Messiah. And then we have his birth. And what I suppose I would like to say about that, it was just ordinary. It was just an ordinary birth. Nothing special, nothing spectacular, just ordinary, very humble. If we look at the parents, Mary and Joseph, they were just ordinary. They were just people who would have blended into any community. And he was born into such a family as that. And those that were invited to his birth, we see the shepherds who were probably low-level labourers, really. But they were invited to come and share this amazing birth. And then we have the wise men, or the kings as we call them, who would have been the top end of the social scale. But together they came and they worshipped. The inclusivity of the birth of Jesus goes on forever. And it's a story of the inclusivity of God to every person, not only here, but in the whole world. And it's an amazing, amazing character of God that he includes everybody in what he has. But like Sue says, we've got to open the gift. We've got to make that step of faith towards God so that he can give us that peace in our heart, that he can give us hope, that he can give us joy in whatever circumstance that we are in. And so it's a very, very special time, not just for children, but for adults, us here, just to remember the truth behind the birth of Christ. And it's a great thing to celebrate every year, and it's so easy to miss it. So I just want to pray, and then we're going to sing a carol, and then we're going to close down our service. Father God, we just